Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear a weird story about a cat called Browser. Your task will be to write one word in each of the gaps below using the exact words you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.1. And here is an extraordinary story from a small town in Texas, USA, called White Settlement. If you've been to the White Settlement Public Library recently, chances are pretty good that you've seen Browser, the cat. Browser was adopted from an animal shelter 6 years ago and has become the library's unofficial mascot, a kind of good luck piece. By night, he conscientiously catches mice that can be found in great numbers around the area. By day, he wanders around the stacks of books and he loves lying on people's keyboards when they are trying to type. Both library users and employees love this cute little kitty. That is why it came as a shock that last week the city council voted that Browser had to go and gave him 30 days to find a new place to live. Council member Elsie Clements said, "City hall and city businesses are no place for animals." And indeed, one family has a problem with the cat because their daughter suffered from an allergy attack. But the library came up with a solution that allowed the family to call ahead so employees could remove the cat while they visited. The president of Friends of the White Settlement Public Library, Lillian Blackburn, said, "Browser is a wonderful cat, and he is a big attraction for kids. I don't think there will be any problem finding a home for Browser, but he will not have a home like this." The story appeared in the local newspaper a few days ago. Since then, an online petition for keeping Browser in the library has been signed by thousands of people. Yesterday, even the mayor of the city spoke in favor of Browser. Do you think the city council should let Browser stay in his home? Call us or post your comment on our website.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.1. And here is an extraordinary story from a small town in Texas, USA, called White Settlement. If you've been to the White Settlement Public Library recently, chances are pretty good that you've seen Browser, the cat. Browser was adopted from an animal shelter 6 years ago and has become the library's unofficial mascot, a kind of good luck piece. By night, he conscientiously catches mice that can be found in great numbers around the area. By day, he wanders around the stacks of books and he loves lying on people's keyboards when they are trying to type. Both library users and employees love this cute little kitty. That is why it came as a shock that last week the city council voted that Browser had to go and gave him 30 days to find a new place to live. Council member Elsie Clements said, "City hall and city businesses are no place for animals." And indeed, one family has a problem with the cat because their daughter suffered from an allergy attack. But the library came up with a solution that allowed the family to call ahead so employees could remove the cat while they visited. The president of Friends of the White Settlement Public Library, Lillian Blackburn, said, "Browser is a wonderful cat, and he is a big attraction for kids. I don't think there will be any problem finding a home for Browser, but he will not have a home like this." The story appeared in the local newspaper a few days ago. Since then, an online petition for keeping Browser in the library has been signed by thousands of people. Yesterday, even the mayor of the city spoke in favor of Browser. Do you think the city council should let Browser stay in his home? Call us or post your comment on our website.